University Hospital Limerick continues to be an outlier when it comes to the number of patients waiting for a bed. According to today's figures from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, 114 patients were waiting either in the emergency department or on wards. While the figures compiled by the HSE are lower, they still show that Limerick has by far the most challenging situation. This is despite repeated efforts to tackle the problem. Sandra Broderick is the Regional Executive Officer with HSE Midwest, and she joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Looking at the figures from over the past couple of weeks, there are days when Limerick has more patients waiting for a bed than all of the Dublin hospitals combined. Why is that?
So look, Rachel, as you know, UHL is the busiest acute hospital in the state and the least number of beds for a Model 4 hospital, which is why the government have elected to invest so much into healthcare in this region. And people will always ask, well, why are the attendances so much higher in UHL compared to every other average Model 4 hospital? Well, that's because we have significant deprivation. And just this week, our public health consultants have released a study which indicates the impact of inequalities and the number of attendances. So in our region, we have over 70,000 people who live in Limerick who are extremely disadvantaged and deprived. And that means then that they are three times more likely to present to an emergency department. So this morning, Rachel, I launched with the Mayor of Limerick a multi-agency approach to dealing with health inequalities across Limerick city and county. And that's been attended by housing, by education, by the Gardaí, by the Department of Social Protection and TUSLA. And that is to help address the inequalities in healthcare that exist so prevalent across our society here in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. As you say, this is a long-term issue, but what are you doing in the short term to tackle the issues that you're facing at the moment?
Yeah, so obviously we have 112 beds that are coming on stream later on this year, which will have a significant impact on the number of people who have to experience care on a trolley.
And is it possible to say at this stage when that new unit will be opening?
Yeah, so we expect to open those beds in September this year, and we had already began the recruitment process. So the investment was put in very early to ensure that we were able to get the staff on site to open those beds in September. So as soon as that building is handed to us by the construction firm, we will have the staff ready to go and to open those beds. I think, Rachel, though, it's really important that I do say to you that I hear it repeatedly that there are 60, 100, whatever number of patients, unfortunately, experiencing care in a trolley. All of those patients are not in our emergency department. So what we do is we use a de-escalation plan. And that means that we move those trolleys out of the emergency department to ensure that emergency department is kept as free as possible for patients who continue to present for care.
Mm-hmm. Can this mean, though, that compared to many other hospitals, you might have an awful lot of beds or trolleys in a given ward?
So what we have is something called safer staffing, and the minister assigned additional funding for us to ensure that we had safer staffing. So what we have is a lack of physical capacity rather than a lack of staff to actually look after the volume of patients that we have coming into us. And I think the other thing, Rachel, for us is to look at the patient experience time. So it's one thing to look at a metric in terms of the number of patients on a trolley. But if you come into the emergency department here in Limerick, the average waiting time is far less for someone to be seen, treated and discharged from the emergency department. And less than 25% of patients who come to our emergency department require an admission. And those who do not require an admission are seen, treated and discharged on average very, very quickly and much faster than a lot of other hospitals.
HICWA has been carrying out a report into hospital services in the Midwest. When is that likely to be finished, do you know?
So that's a matter for HICWA in terms of the publication of that report, and it will obviously go to the minister first. I understand that it will be ready at the end of May, but I'm not clear on when that will be published. But obviously that's something that we're really looking forward to reviewing and to see the recommendations as to how we bring on acute care services here in the region in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Presumably, though, if they do recommend something like an upgrade of the hospital in Ennis, that's likely to take some time.
Of course, and we recognise that, and we fully acknowledge that. And I suppose for us, it's to ensure that a strategic plan is set out that takes account of the growth in attendances, and that we put in processes that helps us to even better manage the demands that are reaching our services. So look, that's going to be a matter for HICWA to make those recommendations, and for the government to decide what they would like to do with those recommendations. We will work with HICWA, and we will work with the department in terms of any recommendations that come out.
Sandra Broderick of HSE Midwest, thank you for talking to us on the News at One.